This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Obviously, the most significant loss during the pandemic is the more than million Americans who died from the virus, 6.5 million people worldwide. But maybe the next biggest thing we all lost is just time. Years, right? And depending on how old you are, those years mean different things. For millennials, big milestones have been missed. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Olga Rudifer has never really pictured herself having kids. But during the pandemic, stuck inside her studio apartment in New York City, she had a lot of time to think. And she started to get a little anxious.
It almost feels like 2 years of your life has disappeared. Nothing really happened. It's just a bit of a gap. And being a woman and constantly being reminded of that biological clock ticking, yeah, having lost that time, I think it really did just hit me.
Rudifer's 35, and she was dating a man at the beginning of COVID, but she says it was more or less one of those pandemic relationships, two people agreeing to create a bubble because they live close together and enjoy each other's company. They're not dating anymore.
We were in such a lockdown for such a while, and when finally things started opening up, I felt like this is the time to really take it seriously.
For Rudifer, take it seriously meant freezing her eggs. She's on her second round of retrieval. And though she still doesn't know if she wants kids, she thinks she'll feel a big sense of relief once she's banked enough eggs. Some of her friends have taken the same step, and so are more women in general. Dr. Alan Copperman, director of reproductive medicine at Mount Sinai Health System in New York, says he's seeing more than twice the number of women freezing their eggs now than before the pandemic.
We all lost a couple of years to the pandemic. And I think that those 2 years actually are driving a lot of people to try to make up for lost time and take advantage of the egg freezing technology that will allow them to maybe get that time back on the back end when they're ready to build their family.
For most people, building a family starts with dating. And more than 60% of single and looking adults say dating has gotten harder during the pandemic. That's according to a Pew study that came out earlier this year, as if we needed a study to confirm that. Brandon Wagner, a professor of sociology at Texas Tech, says, remember, for a while, meeting new people was actually kind of scary. So in-person dating took a dive.
Just kind of reducing that mixing and mingling, if you will, has some implications for down-the-road partnership formations.
Marriage rates have gone down, and the rates from 2021 don't make up for all the weddings that were canceled. Because besides the interruption in dating, Wagner says when the world feels uncertain, emotionally and financially, people delay taking big life steps.
It's fair to make those connections between economic precarity and just like the uncertainty of job loss. Like, we know that that's associated with like consequences for things like marriage and partnership.
The last period of uncertainty was the Great Recession. Fertility rates plummeted and never rebounded. And that's had economic consequences. It's one of the reasons our labor force is shrinking and aging. But for individuals, there are emotional costs, especially when the cause, a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, is totally out of your control. Marty Hazelton is a professor of social psychology at UCLA.
There's something very psychologically potent about the number of years that you have been alive and whether you have done certain things by various milestones. So if you are already feeling like you hadn't achieved what you wanted to and you're looking at your peers and they had, then I think that might be very anxiety producing.
Hazelton says people of a certain age, especially women, feel pressure to hurry, hurry, hurry through their careers, partnership, and family formation so they can fit it all in. And the pandemic, it's been a story of hurry up and wait. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.